Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Full Sport Press.
Yeah. No layup line, no warm-ups, no nothing. We just walking right into the stadium, getting to the game. Let's do it.
When the beat on, then it's on. Wearing the right jerseys on the road. Cause how we feel where we roam is our home. Leaving these other podcasts null and void. The show can't miss something like Tom Shepard and corduroys. Full Sport Press, you know them boys. Jay run the point, lock for three. And me, I crash the boards. Weezy told you that it's paid for. We already ran the score before the cameraman could go and press record. Now you all in your feelings. Cause we trusted the process and y'all was tanking for Wiggins. We was spreading the love and y'all was trading for Wiggins. Went to war with the Wolves and y'all was waiting on Wiggins, huh? I had to do it fast. The flow split the double, grabbed at the dribble, and Euro stepped over the 808. I'm on time even when it's...
You are now listening to the Full Sport Press podcast featuring hosts J-Hove, Weezy, Jeff, and Coach Locke. Please enjoy the show.
Greetings and salutations. I would like to welcome everybody back and some of you for the first time to the Full Sport Press podcast, the premier sports podcast for the consummate sports fan, and this is your one-stop shop for all sports-related news and topics. I am Jay Holt.
It's your boy Big Jeff.
It's your boy Weezy. What it do?
It's your man Coach Locke.
Cameraman, how are you doing, brother?
Head nod.
Shout out to
you.
That's it.
Yeah,
say less.
Not even the brother head. Not the up.
Yeah,
that was the down.
Damn, brother.
That's Black History Month head.
No, that wasn't the brother.
That was January 6th.
Yeah.
Episode 503. We're breaking down Super Bowl 58.
FSP style.
Always FSP style.
You better damn know it.
Better damn believe it.
Jeff, best of the week. Talk to the people.
I think we all have one in unison, so I'm going to let you do that one, J-Hope.
Okay,
when it's
for
your
sure,
turn.
For sure.
So I'm going to do my other one, Elmo. Elmo for Sesame Street.
Yeah.
Elmo learned a valuable lesson this week.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you know what I'm talking about, let's go over to Twitter.
Yeah.
Pull up Elmo's account. Elmo was just feeling good about himself, asking people, how's everybody doing?
Yeah.
Elmo learned a valuable ass lesson.
Yeah, people down.
Just go around and ask people how they doing if you don't want to know.
Down.
Elmo.
People down. Yeah. What you got, Coach?
This is hurt his ass.
This is the easy best of the week right here, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. My coach, okay, yeah.
You know, we back.
Yeah.
We back in that big game.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Super Bowl.
Yes, sir.
Super Bowl.
49ers are in that Super Bowl. Let's do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
If they lose, they hurt.
Who ain't hurt when they lose?
Okay, yeah.
I mean, that's a
talk,
that's normal, man. You ain't hurt. Are you hurt when your team lose?
No. What I'm saying is, he says y'all injured when you lose.
We are.
Ah, man.
We are.
But we win it in spite.
That's all.
Weezy, best of the week, top two people.
Best of the week, man. It's hot chicken week, man.
It is.
It's hot chicken week.
Have you started off yet?
I ain't started. That's my worst of the week.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. I haven't did my best of the week. Yeah. Nah. My best of the week.
It's the one.
It's 10 years, dog.
Yeah.
10 years, January 27th, 2014. The Full Sport Press podcast started.
Was born
on a kitchen table in my crib.
Woo.
Terrible sound.
Terrible.
We talked about any and everything.
Oh my God.
Transition to a full studio. Ooh. Thousands of listeners. And man, oh, yeah, nah. Man. And, you know, I ain't talked to nobody about this, but I got a celebration.
I ain't telling nobody about this. I got a celebration, damn it.
Ain't break a bottle, did
it? Ooh.
It's been a long time coming.
So if I'm bringing out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a real friend
because
I don't want nobody.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey,
take
you
want.
Hey,
I pass it.
Hey, you want.
I don't care how you want to do it.
Hey, you want. You feel me?
Yeah. And then pop bottom.
Hey,
listen. Look at the color coordination from the logo to the bottle. Yeah, the blue. On, the blue.
Come on.
Somebody tell Rick Ross to do something about this.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, listen. Yeah. Rose.
Yeah. Come on.
Told me that.
Yeah. What's that?
Oh, she told you breaking bottles.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could have bought a bottle.
Champagne.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
Champagne. So we drinking.
All episodes. There you go.
Drinking all episodes.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
Hey, man. Well,
no,
he won't want that. He don't want that thing to be in the eye. That's the reason worry about getting hit in the eye.
We
going to
get hit in the eye.
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah.
What?
Going to get a bit of eye.
What happened?
Oh, yeah.
That's
oh,
what
yeah.
I'm saying.
Hey.
Whoa! Oh!
Supposed to cut it
out. Man, you know how
we do. I blame it on me. Blame
it. That's for the homies.
Hey, listen.
That's for the haters.
That's for the haters.
That's for the haters. That's for the haters.
No, oh, you got it.
That's for the haters.
You know what I'm saying? That was for the haters.
Yeah, that's for the ones that started the podcast and stopped
uh-oh,
the show.
Uh-oh, uh-oh.
Stopped it 2 weeks in.
Uh-oh.
You know what I'm
uh-oh.
That's for the ones that, you know, hey, man, I like y'all podcast. Don't really listen.
Let me pour mine.
Yeah,
then, you know what I mean?
Pour their own
pour. Pour your own pour.
Go ahead,
pour
your own pour.
Pour your own pour.
Little napkin.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm going to
drink
responsibly.
Drink
responsibly.
Drink like you got
some
sense. Shout out to Sean. Hey, FTYA. Everybody
want a little more? That bottle. Everybody.
Everybody
want
a little more? Y'all playing. Y'all get a little more.
No free shout out.
No free shout out.
Please write shout out Wash. That's network love.
See that.
Yeah. Should have got 2-3 of them.
That's network love.
2-3. You know what I mean? I didn't tell nobody. I went. You know
appreciate
what I mean?
That, hoe.
Hey, yeah, we here. You know listen. What I'm saying?
It don't taste too bad either.
Yeah.
Listen.
Oh,
yeah, we gotta do it.
Come on now. Reach in there.
You gotta
in
do
now.
It.
Get in there. Get in there.
Gotta do it.
There you go from a distance.
From
there
a distance.
You go.
Hey,
here we go.
Hold on, Weezer, damn it. Hold on. To 500 more.
500 more.
500 more. Everything paid for. This shit is, you feel me?
Uh-oh. Yeah, yeah.
You got no budget?
Yeah.
Y'all got me drinking.
Oh,
no. You got no budget? You feel me?
There you go.
Just don't stop.
No budget over here, you feel me?
Where's the kid friendly show, Weezy?
We got the pink slips on all this
it's
shit.
It's the kid friendly show, Weezy. Now watch yourself.
Worst of the week, Weezy.
Worst of the week, I have not participated in Hot Chicken Week all week.
Mm. Yeah, that's true.
I need to get back.
Yeah.
My worst of the week is Tony Snell. Hey, listen, NBA, do the right thing.
Find a way.
Do the right thing.
Like Spike Lee.
If you didn't know, Tony Snell has 2 kids on the autism spectrum. He needs to get his 10th year of NBA credentials to get the full benefits of his 10-year medical life insurance and all of that stuff for the rest of his life. So, NBA, do the right thing. Adam Silver, do the right thing. Somebody.
Make
get
it happen.
Him on it. Yeah, he has
make
to
it happen.
Yeah. What you got, Coach? Worst of the week.
Worst of the week for me, man. Someone steals the life-size statue of Jackie Robinson from a Little League park in Wichita, Kansas.
Yeah.
Dang.
Don't look around.
No, I ain't look around. No, I'm saying.
I ain't take it, Coach.
I know you didn't. Hold on. Now, the statue cost him
$75,000. Jeez. Mm-hmm.
The statue was later found in a trash can, burned, and cut up.
Yeah.
So we know what that was.
Yeah.
Know what that
January
was.
January 6th.
Yeah. So they doing a fundraiser to get, you know what I'm saying, to try to get the statue back to the Lee Park. Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, man. World be a better place, like we used to say.
Yes, sir.
What you got, Jeff?
I got 2. Mm. Number 1, old Vince McMahon. I ain't going to go in no details. You ain't going to go in no detail, but Vince McMahon. You're a wild boy.
You're a wild boy. You're very wild boy.
Dawson Prayers.
Yeah,
Vinny, man.
$3 billion
up, dog. Yeah, very wild boy.
$3 billion
up. But sheesh. Yeah. All right, then my other one is Shakur Stevenson. We get it, brother. You know, we know you want to fight. We get it. You ain't retiring, dude. Like, you just mad because you want to fight, and your last fight didn't do as well as you thought. We understand. But just doing these late night tweets and you know, doing what you – just chill out. It's going to happen. You're going to get your big fight this year. It's going to work out. And let's keep it moving.
Yep.
Make sure you check us out on iTunes, Facebook, Instagram, Google Play, Spotify, YouTube, and Amazon Music. To catch up on the full archive of past episodes of FSP, just simply search Full Sport Press Podcast. J-Ho.
Yes, sir.
And Weezy.
What it do?
You guys have a yellow box of Cheerios recipient for our listeners.
We do. This week's award recipient is Kayshawn Boutte.
Yes, Weezy's guy, ain't it?
No. You called him out of LSU? You got all the LSU wide receivers except for Justin Jefferson.
No.
You called Odell.
He definitely called Odell.
Yeah.
I called Joe Burrow.
You called
Burrow.
Okay. All right. Anyway, Kayshon Boutte, New England's Patriot wide receiver, was arrested Thursday in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, over allegations of illegal sports betting while he played at LSU. Boutte is 21 years old, includes a felony count of computer fraud and misdemeanor count of gambling prohibited for persons under 21. Investigators found that Boutte bet on sports from April 6, 2020 until May 7, 2023 when he was 20 years old.
Mm.
It's rough, man. Boutte allegedly used an alias to get around the age requirement for placing sports wagers in Louisiana. The alias account believed to be used by Boutte placed more than 8,950 wagers with at least 17 bets on NCAA football games, including at least six that he played in while he was at LSU. Boutte's wagering continued for approximately a week after he was taken by the Patriots in the sixth round of the 2023 NFL Draft. The NFL's gambling policy allows players to bet on sports, but not on anything related to the NFL. Come on, Kayshon.
That's he had to be running like a little small, like little gambling 8, ring or something.
That's
like,
a lot.
That's a lot. Like,
he's betting on everything.
Yeah,
it ain't
he's
everything.
Self-included. Like
that's crazy.
He tripping.
Yeah, that's tough.
Come on, man. Hey, man, that technology, they going to catch you if you don't.
And he wasn't even trying to hide his name.
No.
His name was in the user. In the, user
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Here's the thing, guys. I'm telling you, we're going to be a time probably 5 to 10 years from now when all 51 states have legal gambling, and we are going to deal with people going to rehab for gambling. I'm telling you.
You're being generous.
Yeah.
You're being generous.
You say five. Yeah.
I say 3 to 5.
Man, people.
3 to 5.
People already gone.
Yeah.
And what?
They put
they already gone.
This is going to be the high. We remember when we was growing up, cigarette commercials was cool. Then they had to recant all the cigarette commercials. We 3 years from that with gambling.
I'm
it's
telling you.
Easy.
It's too easy to lose your whole life. People talk about it too much.
To lose your
women
whole life.
Are into gambling. Man, a girl
talking
about
parlays.
That's crazy. That's different. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kayshon, you gotta do better, man.
It's the new numbers, man.
Yeah. Gambling new numbers.
Yeah.
Parlays are the new numbers.
Shout out to parlays. Yeah.
Shout out to
parlays. Get him and feel good.
Goodness gracious.
Damn right.
Goodness. Goodness. Goodness.
Yeah.
That's Weezy.
That's Weezy. There you go.
He's New Orleans. He LSU receiver and he gambling. That's Weezy.
You don't want to talk to him because you said, show me what you were doing, man. I'll tell you, do it the right way.
Yeah. That what me take.
All right, I'll probably take them. You guys ready to get started the first half?
Let's do it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The first half is underway.
Full Sport Press.
First half, the hottest sports news of the past week, like you do each and every week here at the Full Sport Press Podcast. Before we get started, I am Jay Hope.
It's your boy Big Jeff.
It's your boy Weezy. What it do?
It's your man Coach Lock.
Big Jeff, where they can find you on social media, my brother.
Ah, man, Weezy, you know, you can find me at JEasley84 across all social media platforms.
Coach Lock, you back in the saddle, big baby.
Yeah, I'm back, man. That just changed. It's Lock underscore the underscore great. That's THA. Get at, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Jay, talk to him.
Jay Hove on Instagram and Twitter. Let's talk on Twitter. Cool. Let's get it.
Cool as hell. Though.
Right.
Cool. I'm Weezy.
Cool Daddy Weezy.
FSP underscore Weezy on IG. And I'm at How Weezy on Twitter. Holla at me.
I ain't gonna lie. We got to get you a bottle in here every week.
And the cues.
Boom. And the cues today.
Hey, boy. That might be the reverse to get your brain going, boy.
Oh,
oh
man.
My God.
Come on,
good.
Nah, that's my boy.
Nah, I
just
he already. Nah, too late.
Okay. We'll kick the first thing here.
That nigga I shot the pistol. It's all. That's my boy.
That is. That is. Drink some more of that, man. You're a little bit more fun. We're going to get another bottle. We'll kick the first half off. With some conference talk for the NFL. We now have the matchup of Super Bowl 58. We're here to go through the winners and losers from NFL Conference Championship weekend games. We'll kick things off with you, Jeff. Give me your first winner and why.
Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Brock Purdy's scrambling ability, to be exact.
Mm-hmm.
That is an interesting wrinkle that no one has prepared for.
And if he continues to do that, the sky's the limit for the San Francisco 49ers, because that is something you cannot, I repeat, cannot game plan for. Because there's too many weapons. And him breaking camp like that is what, never mind. I'm going to say what Lamar Jackson need to do, but we're going to get to that.
We're going
to
get to that.
Yeah. Definitely get to that.
Yeah. What you got, Coach?
I had Brock Purdy as well, man, yeah. with his legs. Brock Purdy's legs, to be exact.
Yeah.
Every key moment we needed, that was a crucial time of the game where nothing was open down the field, he kept the drive alive using his legs, picking up big first downs.
Yeah.
And it won us the game, basically. He kept the drives alive, and then he made other plays, making good passes, making Brock good reads. Won the game. So Brock Purdy's my first winner.
Yeah. I'm rolling, too. It's just with those three scrambles that he did, it was 48 yards, all completed for first downs. Huge. It wasn't the cleanest day from him, but no one can criticize him for like what he did in that second half. So, shout out to Brock Purdy. My number one winner is the NFL. Since September 24th to January the 22nd, Taylor Swift NFL has generated $335 million bucks, man, for brand value for the Chiefs and as well as the NFL. Dude. Now, I don't know if this is true or it has anything to do with Taylor Swift, but games have averaged 17.9 million viewers this season, up 7% from last year. Whoa. I think it has something to do with Taylor Swift because her allegiance of fans are some of the best, like, listen.
Lawyers.
Man, yeah, they came to Nashville. Mm-hmm. They were standing outside for 7 hours.
In the rain.
In the rain, waiting on merch.
Thunderstorm.
Yeah.
That's just for merch, y'all. Mm-hmm. So if it makes dollars, it makes sense. So, yeah, that's my first one. What you
and
got,
that, ladies and gentlemen, why they keep showing Taylor Swift doing your football game.
Exactly.
Why you complaining? But they too much
let,
money.
But they finna let her take scratch traffic. That's I'm going to sell my boulevard about that. I'm going to sell them. Let her take scratch traffic from us, man.
Yeah.
It's always done.
Yeah. Another winner, Weezy. What
another
you
week? Oh, Christian McCaffrey.
See, Matt.
Christian McCaffrey's Rage winner.
Trade-o. Yeah. Bushing,
thankful. I'm thankful.
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 Hey, I got damn black leg, bro. That motherfucker.
Yeah. you tell you with a panel that do not drink.
You're no, right. I'm saying. Well, Chris McCaffrey, when he ran the ball, he got first downs at the key time. He scored at the key time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all had nothing on offense till he scored the ball.
Yeah, that's true. He got crazy. Mm-hmm. Give me another winner, Weez. Back to you.
Oh, another winner?
Yeah.
Purdy.
Okay, give me another one. We talked about Perry. What you got to know?
Oh, another one. I go with the coach, Shanahan.
Yeah, I'm rolling.
And Shanahan.
Yeah.
Shanahan let Perdy do his thing.
Yeah.
He opened the playbook up for him.
Yeah, I agree. I'm rolling with you. Over his tenure with the 49ers, we faced criticism because of Kyle Shanahan because he couldn't come from behind to win games. In the last 2 weeks, he's faced deficits heading into the fourth quarters. And he won both of those games. So this is a game, and I think he gets the monkey off his back. And I think this is his year. So shout out to Kyle Shanahan. Hopefully. Give me another winner, Coach.
My other winner is Travis Kelce, man.
Yeah, man.
Caught all 11 of his targets for 116 yards and a touchdown. Got plus 3.5 receptions over what they expected him to get. His most since week 13. And the big thing was he broke Jerry Rice's NFL record for most career receptions and tied Rice for most career postseason games with at least 100 yards with 8 games. Anytime you can say you beat a receiving record that Jerry Rice holds, puts you in high steam categories and upper echelon. So that's a big deal for Travis Kelce.
Before we move on, Weezy over here babysitting. Come on, man. Yeah, nah, that's what I'm saying. We out drinking, man.
Drink Brown, man.
Yeah, nah, I'm saying. Tap in. Pep in. He got a whole thing. He got, you know what I mean? You got to see all that champagne over there.
You poured the whole cup, Weezy?
Man, look at all that.
Oh, you poured a big boy cup. Well, you ain't drinking, huh?
He gave me a double shot.
He ain't trying to make sure you good, dog.
Yeah, man. What you got, Jeff?
I have Travis Kelce as well, but for different reasons than Coach. I feel like, everything Coach said is a reason to pick Travis Kelce. Don't get it twisted. Mm-hmm. But also, Travis Kelce set the tone before the game even started. When Justin Tucker was down in the Kansas City area working on his kicks when he shouldn't have been down there, Travis Kelce throwing his pads, kicking his helmet, setting the tone that we're not budging today and we mean business, that says a lot on the football field. So Travis Kelce for setting the tone before the game even started.
I don't know about
anybody
that
else.
That means a lot.
Yeah, it means
a lot.
But if that was – he was messing with the kicker too.
But anybody, but I'm saying he was down there, and then for him to do that,
he didn't go to Patrick Queen and try to do that.
But they went down there. The one person that was being disrespectful, he made sure he checked it. Now, I don't know what happened to Patrick when Queen was down there. Yeah. But one person was there, and he got checked for it.
Talk to him, Jeff. Give me another loser, Jeff. Let's move on to the losers.
My loser is Baltimore's offensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. He just forgot about his run plays. He forgot what brought him to the dance as a team, and they were coaching to prove a narrative wrong, which what happens a lot when you have – athletic quarterbacks, you try to prove a narrative that quarterback can pass as well. We know Lamar Jackson can pass. He's proved that already. Win the game. And instead of going to win the game, you get into a situation like you got it when Pete Carroll wanted Russell Wilson to win the Super Bowl instead of giving the damn ball to Marshawn Lynch to win the Super Bowl, right? You have coaches that are all in all good coaches outthink themselves and wonder why they're sitting at home and not playing anymore.
But I put half of it on Lamar also.
Nah, that's Ty Monken. He got to do that.
Yeah, but Lamar saw the lanes. He saw the lanes.
Nah.
He saw the lanes.
Ty Monken completely gave up that rushing game. That was their strength all season. And Steve Spagnuolo, he saw that, dialed it up. Nah, man, that's Ty Monken's fault.
Let me ask you this.
You know how bad you got to be?
He caught seven straight. My bad, Jeff. He caught seven straight drop passes.
But let me ask you this.
That's bad.
Do you think he told Lamar not to run?
Yes, I do.
Yes. I do. Lamar stayed in that pocket way too much.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you know how bad it's got to be for Odell Beckham to say, dang, bro, we're not running the ball. Right. Do you. Like, you know how bad it's got to be for that to be going on?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Do you.
That's crazy.
What you got, Coach? Give me a loser.
Dan Campbell's gambling calls is a loser.
Bullshitting.
I understand as a coach you want to do what got you there that you've been doing all season long. I get that. But there are times that you have to make adjustments on time and score. Mm-hmm. The score is 24-7. You can – put three more points on the board to break the 49ers back. Mm-hmm. Instead, you go for it on fourth down. You don't get it. They go down and score. You have another opportunity again when the score is tied. No, you're down three. I'm sorry. 27-24 to tie the game to put the pressure back on the 49ers to have to go down and score. And you go for it again and don't get it. And we go down and score. Now, one of those, the wide receiver dropped the ball. I talked about that on my next lose in a minute. But you don't put that receiver in that position in that time and score. You got to take three when you haven't scored all second half. Mm-hmm. You have to take the points right there live the fight. But those gambling calls, it ultimately cost them the game.
100%. I agree, too. He's one of my losers. This is when being aggressive backfires. They went for it on fourth down 40 times this season. It's part of their identity, I understand. But like Coach said, you got to put pressure on the home team. You're on the road, dog. Like we were just talking about in pre-production, you got to score when you're on the road. And I understand the kicker got to make those kicks, but that guy's been solid all year, leaving six potential points off the board. It ruined their entire season just because of – and I get it. You got to stick with how you run your system and how you run your team. But, yeah, they messed up. They lost 6 points, and that was a big deciding factor. What you got, Weezy?
He definitely got in his own way.
Yeah.
Got in his own way. It cost him the game.
Yeah.
What you did in the regular season is fine, but in a one game to go to the Super Bowl, you got to realize where you at, what situation you in. It's got to be a numbers game. Mm-hmm. Forget the analytics and all that. You got to know where you at and what's going on.
Yeah.
And he lost his head.
Yeah, he did.
It's when you make adjustments.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. I don't know another coach that did that, and it wasn't – that didn't coach for Detroit in this year, where they had all the big success, they would still keep their job. If that was another team.
Oh, nah, he ain't going
nowhere. Nah, he good.
No, he's good because of what he did for Detroit, and they ain't been there in 30 years.
Right.
But what if it was
San Francisco?
Yeah.
If it was Kyle Shanahan, he'd still be there too. Yeah.
But he'd get more scrutinized.
He'll get more scrutiny. Yeah. If he's getting scrutiny, but he would get more. I agree.
The one thing I do like, though, that he owned up to it.
He did.
He didn't shower. He said, I made that call. I probably should have went a different way, but I accept that. And the one thing he said that was so true that he told his team after the game, he said that this might have been our only shot.
Yeah, he ain't lying.
Because it's hard to get to the Super Bowl.
Damn right.
It's just hard. Because now everybody's watched you now.
Damn right.
Yeah. You're going to be the person that people are going to be gunning for now because of the success you had.
Yeah.
Versus nobody expected Detroit Lions to do what they did this year.
True.
So you snuck up on some people. By the time you got to where you were, it's too late for people to start making those adjustments now. Now they're going to be looking for you.
Jared Goff is locked in.
Yeah.
I don't think you can ask much more of Jared Goff than this year.
Yeah, and that's what I was rolling with next with Ben Johnson in the second half. It was an absolute masterclass in the first half of what Ben Johnson dialed up for us. It was so impressive. I was looking like, man, he gonna get a gig this year. Like, yeah. This is it. We have the third ranked defense in the entire NFL against the run, and they had 148 through two quarters. Mm-hmm. And to only have 34 rushing yards in the second half lets me know that they went away from what they were supposed to do. Because many of Jared Goff's passes, like Jeff's mentioned, dude, they were good passes. It wasn't really necessarily Jared Goff. It was just drop passes, and I think they should have just ran the ball because you're dealing with a young team, and if you have a young team, the best thing to do is just run the ball, get out of there, and not let a team score 27 unanswered points. It's tough.
That's wild.
My loser, mm-hmm. and it's not – I hate saying it's a loser, but if you all remember in the group chat, I put in first quarter. I said, look, that's what lost Green Bay the game. Your defense, your being Detroit Lions, your secondary, got to make those interceptions. Purdy's going to give you an interception or two or three a game, and you got to make the play. They dropped two interceptions for Purdy that would have swung that game. Of course, the long pass that bounced off the kid's helmet until Brandon Ayuk. I mean, you can't really be mad at that. That just happens.
That was a tough play for everybody,
yeah. Right? That was just a great play by Brandon, yeah. Great concentration, great everything. But those are plays that swing a game for you because you make that pick right there. No disrespect, coach. But it's over.
Yeah, it's over. I agree because we hadn't scored.
Yeah, but they catch that play and Ayuk makes that play. And some people don't feel like momentum's a real thing. I get it, shit. But momentum's a real thing in sports. And confidence is a real thing, and that's what got them going.
As a coach up here, yeah. Momentum is a real thing.
Shout out to Big Mo
for sure.
Shout out to Big Mo.
I have another loser.
He drunk.
No. I just a shout out to Big Mo. Yeah.
I have another loser. A friend of mine, I won't say his name. He's not going to do him like that. Uh-oh. I was talking to him, and Weezy, this one's going to hit home with you. He lost a 25-leg parlay by one leg.
Oh!
Lost $9,000 on a $2.50 bet because of Josh Reynolds' two drop passes.
Damn.
He needed him to catch two passes to complete this 25-leg parlay. He hit 24 of the 25 legs. Doing? Yeah, I know him. Hit 24 of the 25 par legs. He would have won $9,000 off $2.50 if Josh Reynolds just catches one of those drop passes. Now, one of them was behind him.
Yeah.
It was a hard catch. But the other one on fourth down hit him dead in his hands. He dropped it. If he makes one of those plays, he wins $9,000 off a $2.50 bet. That's my other loser.
That's a big loser. That's a whole bunch of beep, 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 beep.
I mean, how did Josh Reynolds play?
Oh, he is.
Let's go, Jeff.
We might have to just move on for that.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's just take it to the NBA. Jeez Louise. All right. It was announced this week that the Milwaukee Bucks got to parting ways with their coach as the second team in the Eastern Conference. But not happy enough with being second in the Eastern Conference. The parting ways with their coach midway through the season have hired Doc Rivers. Old Glenn Doc Rivers signed him to a four-year, roughly $40 million deal that goes through to 2026-2027 season. Coach Locke, is this a big deal, little deal, or a waste of time for the Milwaukee Bucks?
I don't like this because I don't feel Adrian Griffin deserved to be fired first and foremost. Man had 30-13 record, was second place in the East. Why are we firing this guy? I do know why. Giannis Antetokounmpo is why we find this guy.
Damn right.
He had issues with him from the jump. They could never get on the same page, and that got him out of there. Now, we kind of saw this coming, though, before the season started. When Terry Stotts stepped down, I knew this was something wasn't right in the wheelhouse. They wild. They all lit. They let them got them.
Yeah.
Golly.
He drank a shot of champagne. You don't drink. Your eyes lost one shot, bro.
Man, get the hell out. Go ahead. Y'all
wild, man. Ahead, but yeah, Terry Stotts stepping down 2 weeks before the opening night was the beginning of this because they couldn't get on the same page. So with Giannis not being able to get on the same page as Adrian, that ultimately got him fired, and they got Doc Rivers in there. I mean – everybody's waving about Doc Rivers, and he hasn't done too much lately. When he had that Clippers team with everybody, they didn't really
– Lob City.
Yeah, they didn't do what they were expected to do. Sorry. Now, the injuries did hurt him, but Doc keeps getting them jobs, and that's cool. I'm glad for him. I'm just anxious to see what he's going to do with this Milwaukee team.
Talk to him, Weave.
Like Coach said, he didn't deserve to get fired. I don't know what Giannis had against him. But here's the thing. If you second in the East with a 30-13 record, they just wanted you fired. Because you can't tell me, you can't give me a reason why. And I'm not sure Doc is the answer. What can Doc do that this guy wasn't doing that was making them second in the East?
Yeah, Coach? I don't think they appreciated like what his expertise was, which is offense. Because Bud was the guy that was doing defense. Then you lose all your defensive guys. And that's Doc's only mission with this gig, to fix the defense. Yep. And spoiler alert, Damian Lillard can't move anymore, never has been able to play defense at a high level. And it's the same thing that's going on with LeBron James, who's guarding the third, fourth best player in the entire NBA.
What is LeBron?
But you still have to defend because your guy is getting off. You gotta defend. Steph Curry. That ain't got nothing to do with Steph.
They had nothing to do with LeBron.
Man, anyway, they are the problem. LeBron James, Dame Lillard, they're the problem right now. They stink defensively.
Damn.
Because they are playing not to get hurt or playing not to have not enough win on defense. I mean, on offense. So, spoiler alert, can't win games. Your man's getting cooked. Doc shouldn't have taken this job. With Drew Holiday, yes. With Dame Lillard, no. You can't lose. You can't win games with that team that they have right now.
Yeah, Doc was just desperate. He was just desperate.
He just wanted. He saw Giannis Antetokounmpo. He saw Dame Lillard. Was like, fuck it, man. I'm 62 years old. I gotta take this gig.
I hate that. I hate that you say that.
That ain't nothing.
I'm happy that. Let me say this. I'm happy Doc gets a job, and hopefully that makes ESPN snap out of it and go back and get Jeff Van Gundy and Mark Jackson and get the team back
together.
Cancel
that.
I know. I'm just saying.
You wishing on the star.
Yeah, I just want them back together. I miss them calling games.
Good TV. Yeah.
But it all just feels like, I get it. Jay's 100% correct. The reason why you fired Adrian was because of defense. You know, they haven't team. Even though they're winning games, they still have a team meetings. Bobby Porter's calling out the coach, calling out coaches, saying he has to be better. You can't have that early in the season. So you go get Doc. He has championship pedigree, although he does have the most 3-1 losses by 3-1 series losses by any coach. But you still have that championship pedigree, and Giannis respects him. Dame Lillard respects him. That's all you can really ask for. And in a wide open NBA, which is what this year is, especially in the East, I think it does help them now, though.
Yeah, I mean, there was no alternative. They really would love to have somebody like Ime Udoka, but he was already gone. Yeah. All right, before we start with halftime, let's talk some more NBA. The 2024 NBA All-Star Reserves were announced on Thursday, 7 spots each for the Eastern Conference and Western Conference. As always, there are always multiple players with strong cases who were left off. First things first, here are the rosters for each conference. Then we'll go on with the snubs. We'll start off with the Eastern Conference. Jeff, talk to me. Give me your first snub from the East.
My first snub from the East is Trae Young. Yes, Atlanta is playing sub-500 basketball right now. I totally get it. But this is the individual reward. And to not have Trae Young on your all-star team putting up those type of numbers is insane.
Coach.
East, right?
Yep.
Scotty Barnes.
SB.
From Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand how he did. Well, I understand. It's because when you make the snubs, you say, who are you going to take off if you put this guy on?
Heard
you. So I get it. But the year Scotty Barnes has been having for what he's doing for Toronto, I felt he deserved to be on the All-Star team.
Yeah.
And it happens every year. So this it's not like we don't go through this, but he would be my first one outside of Trae Young. Obviously, Jeff had Trae Young. Yeah. So Trae Young is in the sub, so I want to go with Scottie Barnes too.
Yeah, I'm rolling with Trae Young as well. LeBron and Steph should make it. So should Trae, because their teams are all abysmal. And I think Trae Young slick could have started over Donovan Mitchell, but that's a whole nother conversation. My first East snub is Mikal Bridges. He's averaging 21-5-3, all career best. The Nets stink. I get it. Ben Simmons ain't playing right now. I get it.
Woo.
But he deserves it. And they just have to win more games. He has to be more consistent on the road. That's the only way he gets into said All-Star game. It's young. It's young in his career. I get it. But it's a point where Mikal Bridges should be an All-Star right now. Any other snubs from the East? What you got, Weez?
Well, Trae Young.
Yeah.
But they playing Trae Young like they played Booker when Booker played in Phoenix by himself.
It's disrespectful. He should be in the game.
Yeah, they playing him like that. And that's why he wants out of Atlanta.
Yeah.
Derrick White also.
Derrick White, yeah.
Derrick White,
yeah. Everybody good with these? All right, moving on to the West. Jeff, give me your Western Conference snub.
My guys, man. Both of my picks are my guys. But let's start off with Domantas Sabonis, best player on Sacramento, averaging 20, league-leading 13 boards a game, and 8 assists. having a heck of a year. I don't understand they're a little bit down from last year's third seed to the fifth seed this year. I totally get it. But you got players that are playing in a play-in that are in the All-Star game. If the season stopped right now, are barely in the play-in or not even in the play-in. Looking at you, Steph, that are All-Star players and you don't have DeMontis Sabonis in the game.
It's crazy. Yeah, what you got, Coach?
I got my guy, plays the same team, but the other one, the other star on that team, Darren Fox, 27-4.5, man. How do we not have this guy on the All-Star team? The kid just year in, year out, he's doing the same thing. He's dominating. I don't understand why he's not on the All-Star team.
Yeah, it's bullshit. I'm rolling with Sabonis and Fox. The Kings certainly have to have at least one, guys. Yeah, man, Sabonis leads the league in rebounding and is nearly averaging a triple-double right now. Then moving on to Fox, it's 27-4-5 right now, shooting 38% at a high volume. I don't know what it is. I get it, too. It's only two guys in the entire league that's two top 15 scorers and not All-Stars. It's De'Aaron Fox and Trae Young.
And aren't they top five in the West?
They are. Yeah, they are. And the Kings are fifth in the West. So, yeah, man, it's ridiculous. That don't make any sense. Two of those guys, at least one of those guys, go in instead of Karl Anthony Towns. It's ridiculous. What you got?
I got my first one is Wembanyama.
No way.
Yeah, Wembanyama.
Tricky Vicky.
Wembanyama should make an All-Star game. If that was any other rookie, he'd be in it because he plays at San Antonio. Jay, he's averaging 20-12.
I don't believe that's true.
What's he averaging?
He averaged like 18 and 7.
That's 18. Whoa. 20-12 and 18-7 is
no. Well, 12 might be a stretch.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
But 18 and 20.
Now, who drunk?
Right.
Whoa.
See, who drunk down there?
Do you know how big of a stretch to average 7-12 is?
Straighten that nigga out, Coach.
That's a lot.
Here's the thing. Why should the women be an All Star?
Why you tell me why he should be? You don't want to say he should. 20. Over who you taking out? That's at that position.
So he not even having a better year than Alperen Sengun. And I think it's two players in the Western Conference that's averaging at least 21.9 rebounds and 5 assists. It's Nikola Jokic and it's Alperen Sengun. Best young big in the league, man. Put him in the game. And dude, Houston is improved.
I
think they're expecting too much from the rookie. If anybody else is a rookie coming in averaging 20-10,
Zion did it.
They would be an All-Star.
I don't think, but this year they would be.
I'm telling you, the way that the league has increased as far as scoring and output, there's no way that a lot of these guys, they have to go to maybe a 15, maybe 14 people in the All-Star game. They got to expand it because it's too much good shit going on offensively.
I got you.
Yeah.
They need to do that anyway, because if a regular team is a 15-man roster, the All-Star team should be a 15-man roster.
That's facts. It should.
Yeah.
You got another one, Jeff?
Lower marketing.
Okay.
Lower marketing should be an All-Star. With the numbers he's putting up on that team, the most efficient big man in the game, he should be an All-Star.
Okay. Yeah. I ain't mad at that. Yeah. That's why he's going to get traded, because he's doing too good to keep the Utah Jazz competitive. Yeah. So, yeah, I get it. You guys ready to start with halftime?
Let's do it.
Let's get it.
We're at the midway point. Please enjoy all of the halftime festivities.
Halftime. It is the FSP, boy Jeff, NBA Power Rankings. Let's get started. League Pass Legends of the Week are Memphis Grizzlies. Coach, they supposed to be turning it in this year. And with all the injuries they have with Ja and across the board, trading Steven Adams, the Grizzlies are competitive every night with their young team, and they are putting up numbers. Shout out to GG. Shout out to Jaren Jackson Jr. They're making it happen. All right, number 7, the Oklahoma City Thunder. Big win against Denver this week. However, I also have a loss against the lowly Pistons in this week as well. But one of the better teams going into the All-Star break. Shout out to the Oklahoma City Thunder. And number 6, the Boston Celtics. Winners of 7 of the last 10. Big losses this week, though. Lost to the Clippers and a LeBron and AD-less Lakers at home. That is inexplicable. Inexplicable for a championship team to lose that game.
AR-15.
Shout out to AR-15. Put up a 30 ball.
Championship teams play down. It's the dog days of January, February games, bro. That happens.
It's a week-to-week thing.
No, I'm just saying. You ain't got to keep on saying. I'm just saying that happens.
Bro. It happens, but that's inexplicable. That's it. No more alcohol for you. Yeah. And number 5, the Denver Nuggets. 7-10 this week. Revenge that loss against the Sixers. Big win against the Bucks. Turning around.
Minnesota Timberwolves at number 4. Also winners of 7 of the last 10. Number 1 seed in the West. Big, big, big win against Oklahoma City Thunder. That matchup between Anthony Edwards and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is going to be one to watch for the next 10 years. And we lucky to have it.
Where we are. Yeah, we are.
At number 3, the surprise team in the entire NBA.
They fucking with you.
I'm not fucking with you.
He's the worst class person ever.
That's all right.
He's the worst class.
But you know what? It's focused. I'm a professional. Yeah, I ain't kidding about nothing they got going on with them. Yeah. Number 3, surprise team in the NBA, the Cleveland Cavaliers. Donovan Mitchell showing why they made that trade as an all-star selective player, winners of 9 in the last 10, and kicking ass and taking names throughout the entire NBA. Shout out to the Cleveland Cavaliers. And number 2, the Los Angeles Clippers. I say it every week, best team since December in the NBA. Beat Boston at home. Kick shit out of Boston at home. And that's what happens when the Clippers are focused. Kawhi Leonard has lost weight, is in game shape. So they look great. And number 1 team in the NBA this week, the New York Knicks. Winners of 9 straight.
Damn.
Julius Randle going out for 2 to 3 weeks, be damned. Jalen Brunson is putting up numbers and having people like Dan Le Batard say idiotic things. Like the Knicks haven't been this relevant since the 90s with Patrick Ewing, just straight up skipping over Carmelo Anthony's Eastern Conference Finals run.
That's crazy.
And
that's
tripping. Yeah. And that is your FSP, or Jeff, NBA Power Rankings. You guys ready to get started with the second half?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
The second half is underway.
Second half, the Super Bowl 58 breakdown show. I am J-Ho.
It's your boy, Big Jeff.
It's your boy, Weezy. What it do?
It's your man, Coach Locke.
Storylines are endless, guys. Shout out to you, Coach Locke. It's a matchup of 2 of the league's best teams in a showdown of MVP candidates, not to mention 2 opportunistic. Fuck me up. Hey, look at him. Clean his room. Clean that room. 2 opportunistic defenses. Super Bowl 58 said to be a showdown between the Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers with great players at nearly every position. Here's a look of how each position stacks up between the two teams head to head. There'll be plenty of time to take a deeper dive, which we'll do a little bit later in the second half. We'll start things off the Super Bowl picks for prop bets. First things first, Reba McEntire's national anthem props for Super Bowl 58. Over and under, 89.5 seconds, Wheezy, over or under?
Under. Under. Reba, she can sing, but she ain't got no, you know what I'm saying?
Nah,
homeboy.
You got Reba fucked up. Reba got a little hoo-hoo-hoo.
She ain't got no soul training.
And can you hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo? She got a little bit of that. What you got, Joe? Over none.
I got Reba going over 89.5. Yeah. Got it going over. She got a couple of runs in it, like Jay was saying. She got a couple of runs
how
in
it. How did it sound? How did run sound?
I ain't got Reba runs.
You ain't got Reba runs?
Nah, I ain't got Reba runs.
You the singer of the team. Yeah. We 10 years in. Come on, kids. Give me a little
Reba. I ain't got Reba, though.
Give me your best. Real quick. Hold on. Chill out. Can you give me your best woo woo woo?
I don't have it.
You ain't got a woo woo woo?
I ain't got a woo woo woo.
Ah, man. We should have got another bottle. What you got?
You might have got the woo woo woo.
Woo 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 woo. Would it be mine?
There we go.
Spell that. Here, get you.
What you got? Give me him and yo. Hit that woo one time. I say, can you woo woo woo? I say, can you woo woo woo?
I can woo woo woo.
Coach, what you got? Over under?
I got under, man. Reba got all it, but I don't think it's gonna go over, man. Sure. I think she's gonna.
Aretha Franklin, huh?
She's got. No, she done got older in her age. You know,
this ain't
I don't think she's gonna go up there and do it like this. So I'm gonna go with the under.
Nah, y'all crazy. I'm going big over. Close to 95 on them
goodness
second counts. Yeah, she going to get in that bag with that woo-woo.
Nah, she ain't
way too off. Nah, she got a little soul to her.
I'm trying to tell
you. Yeah, she got a little blue-eyed soul to her. Why everybody get quiet?
I'm just letting you rock. Letting you rock.
All right, let's move on to Taylor Swift. How many times will she be shown on the screen? The over-under is 9.5 times. Wheezy, what you got?
I'm using my gambling tactics on this. I think this is... this is shady. I think it's a setup. Yeah. I think it's gonna go under 9.5.
Wow. Yeah. I'm going way gonna, over. You got to get this money.
Everybody's thinking that
Swift is a money getters.
Yeah.
Nah, man. The longer they stay tuned to see more of her, but Weezy might have a point because they're just watching to see her. If you limit the boy, you cooking. I kind of like that.
Yeah.
I'm switching mine.
Here's the thing. How many passes you think Travis Kelce is going to catch?
10.
Well, they're going to show him every time he make a catch. Catch ball, so that's the case. He's going under. Yeah. Over for sure.
Yeah,
I mean.
Over for sure.
Every time he make a catch, they're going to show him.
Yeah. Yeah. What you got, coach?
Over I got the over, man. Yeah. It's no way they're not going to capitalize on this. She probably going to have commercials going on. Yeah. It's going to be over. I don't see how this goes under.
Jeff?
Yeah, I got it over. They're going to show her get into the game, get into her suite. They're going to show up in the first quarter every time Travis Kelce catches the ball.
Every time she scores.
If there's a lull in the game, like some God forbid somebody get hurt, we're going to cut to Taylor, see how she's doing when somebody gets hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to do that.
And a little dancing up there, a little high five anytime somebody
swag
scores.
Surfing. Oh,
come on, man. Yeah. That's white water rafting. It's not swag surfing. Yeah, don't do that.
Can't believe that'll take swag surfing from us.
Moving on to the coin toss. Of course, that's head or tails, however you want it. Pause. Tails have hit the last two Super Bowls and four of the last five. Just wanted to give you guys a little heads up on that. Weezy, heads or tails?
I'm going heads. It's been a good year.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm rolling with heads. This is the year for the San Francisco 49ers. Mm-hmm. Last time we played them, it was tails. So we're going to get this heads and win the game.
Hey.
Yeah.
I went with heads as well.
Yeah.
Always go heads.
Jeff.
Tails never fails, big dog.
Tails never fails. That's true. That's true. Moving on to the commercials. Which ad will play first, Doritos or Bud Light? Jeff.
Big Bud Light. Yeah. Gotta get the beer drinkers comfortable.
Come on, man.
They're gonna be tapped in for this game. Yeah. So get the Bud Light going.
Cool.
Yeah, gotta go with the Bud Light, man. Yeah. Beer's the drink of football fans, man. That's all they do. They wanna drink beer and all that. Yeah. So you gotta go with the Bud Light commercial.
Yeah, money's in the lick. I'm rolling Bud Light as well. Weezy.
I'm going Doritos.
I know you are.
Of course.
I know you are. Yeah.
Going Doritos.
All right, Bob. Moving on to the next one is how many ads will be shown during the Super Bowl, over and under 80.5 as we record. Weezy, over under.
The ads is commercials.
Commercials.
Over 80.
Last Super Bowl, it was 77.
Over 80.
Inflation.
You know.
Got to be 95. I'm going 95.
Yeah, the budget good this year.
Yeah, what you got?
Yeah. Oh, it's over. You know what I'm saying? Big money Vegas town. Yeah. Gambling going on. Oh, it's over 80 for sure.
Yeah, Jeff.
I got under 80 simply because these are San Francisco more so. Very run-oriented team. Going to slow the game down. Mm-hmm. Not going to be a lot of breaks. So I'm going under 80.
Okay. Moving on to halftime performance. Usher, how many songs will be played over and under? 8.5 songs. Weezy.
We might have over eight snippets.
Yeah.
He gonna have his best verse of them eight.
Yeah, I got a total of 11, so I'm going way over.
I'm going over as well, man. He has too many hits not to have a big medley of songs.
Yeah,
songs gonna be short, but it'll be over. So it's gonna be over 8.5 songs.
Yeah,
I think Usher gonna give him a full performance of these songs. I'm going 6 songs. I'm going
100. Because I'm telling you, I think that the odds makers don't really realize how many hits Usher has.
Yeah.
So in turn, I think they might be limited to see how many hits he's going to actually play. Because Rihanna only did 7.
Exactly.
She could move.
But I'm basing it off of Rihanna because Usher's going to perform longer versions of these songs.
Yep. Caveat to this, who will Usher bring out? Weezy. Alicia Keys is -320. Ludacris is -210. Lil Wayne is a 550 long shot.
Why would you bring Alicia Keys, my boo?
Yeah. What Lil Wayne song?
I'm gonna go Ludacris. Ludacris Lil Jon.
Ludacris Lil Jon, yeah.
Yeah, that's a big record.
Lil Jon, yeah.
That's a big record.
Yeah, I'm rolling with Ludacris for sure. Yeah, big record. Yeah,
you gotta go with Lucas, man. My boo a little too slow.
And
if he goes slow song, he gonna go with one of his monster slow songs. Yeah. So I'm going Ludacris as well.
Jeff?
I'm going Luda from this group, but my pick would have been Will I Am.
For sure.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
He ended with Oh My God.
Yeah.
He's ending with that one. I bet money he ended with Oh My God.
Yeah.
Damn. And last but not least, the Super Bowl Gatorade color odds. Yellow and green is +150. Orange is +275. Red or pink is +275. Blue is +400. Purple is +450. Clear or water is +1,400, and no Gatorade bath is +2,500. Weezy.
Red. What's your pick? Red and pink, $2.75.
Yeah. Purple is the favorite color used by Chiefs coach Andy Reid since last season. So just letting you guys know. I'm rolling with red because that's both the San Francisco 49ers and the Chiefs. So I'm rolling red.
Mm. I'm going blue, man. I think I hit this one last year. I remember.
Thank you, dude.
Yeah. Went with the blue. I'm going with the blue again.
Jeff.
Purple.
Purple.
Purple. Purple.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to the breakdown, guys. Super Bowl 58 is locked in. San Francisco 49ers, Kansas City Chiefs stamp their tickets. Fans will be treated to a 2020 Super Bowl rematch. We saw the Chiefs come back, defy the 49ers for our sixth championship. How about that? This year's clash will be a little different. Rosters are totally different. Coaching's a lot different. The bookmarks have this one down to be a very, very close affair. Here's a look at each position group to see what it tells us. We'll start off with QB1. Wheezy, who has the edge at QB1, Chiefs or 49ers?
Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. This is just the obvious. He's been there for his third Super Bowl. Nothing new to him. He's on the mission, Patrick Mahomes.
I'm rolling. This is a no-brainer. Even after back-to-back playoff comeback wins for my guy Brock Purdy, the game manager, is very difficult to argue about Purdy and Patrick Mahomes. Best player of his current generation, hunting for a third Super Bowl in 8 years. That's crazy. I'm going with Patty.
Yeah, man, you got to go with Pat Mahomes, man. He has too much experience here in these games. It'd be crazy to go against Pat Mahomes. All right, so you got to go with Pat Mahomes.
Yeah, I got Jordan. I got Jordan.
Moving on to weapons at the wide receiver tight end position. Jeff, who has the edge?
Yeah, this is the 49ers here, though. With Ayuk, Debo is weapon X, and then Kittle. Got to go with 49ers here.
Yeah, you got to go to 49ers, man. Tight ends are washed. You can go either way with that one.
I agree.
They don't have a Debo, though. They do not have a Debo. And then what they definitely don't have is a CMC. So that gives us the edge.
He plays wide receiver, though.
Okay. Yeah. So, he doesn't play wide receiver.
Yeah, but he goes out there. He had 60 catches this year.
So you got to go to 49ers.
Yeah.
I mean, catch the ball, too.
Yeah. Pacheco ain't got 60 catches.
No, he catches the ball.
Yeah. But anyway, the Chiefs receiving corps has been guilty of dropping far too many passes this year. It's trended in the right direction as we play Super Bowl 58, though, so that's a good thing. Tight end is a tough call. Kittle played back to form this year. That's why I say he's back to form. Yeah. But then Travis Kelce kind of looked a little bit pedestrian throughout the year, just like he was trying to get to the Super Bowl and then played his best game in the AFC Championship. In soccer terms, he's fit right now, Jeff.
Yeah,
he is fit right now. So I think overall, I'm going with the San Francisco 49ers.
I want to take. I'm gonna go with San Francisco.
It's closer than people think. Damn.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. That's just hate. Moving on to the Russian attacks. Yeah. What you got, Weezy? Yeah, who has the better Russian attacks?
Yeah,
49ers. Got a better offensive line. Yeah.
What that do to Russia?
That's why you run the ball.
Okay, yeah. I'm rolling with the San Francisco 49ers. Most watched this season. Christian McCaffrey is the MVP of the NFL. So we talked about this in the first half. I don't think there's been a trade more significant to a team other than maybe Shaq going to LA and they started that three-peat there. But just been one of the most significant turnarounds. We lost two quarterbacks. He comes in. We win 8 straight games. Mm-hmm. Brock Purdy is able to find his sea legs, figure it out. Has Tommy John surgery. We don't win a championship last year, but it's just been a great finding.
A year for last.
Yeah. Yeah. But I just ordered a Christian McCaffrey jersey, so I let you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Isaac Pacheco is going to give us issues, though, but Christian McCaffrey. What you got?
Yeah, you
got
to go Christian McCaffrey, man. Everything he does, man, he's a cheat code, basically.
Yeah.
You know, he can be a power runner. He can be the skill runner. He can be a shifty runner. He can catch out the backfield. He's a cheat code, man. So you got to go with Christian McCaffrey in the 49ers.
Jeff.
Definition of a cheat code. Pacheco is a very good running back.
Yeah. He is.
He's going to make some plays, but he ain't C-Mac. And what San Francisco gave up to get Christian McCaffrey, that – Super Bowl, and if they win the Super Bowl or not, what Chris McCaffrey has bought to San Francisco and bought them time, like Jay said, to get that quarterback up to snuff, that is the best trade we have seen. It is an in-season trade, too.
It
was an in-season trade. That's
week 7.
Best trade we have seen in the NFL.
Moving on to the offensive line, Wheezy. Who has the edge on the offensive line?
When it comes to passing the ball, the Kansas City Chiefs has a better edge. Running the ball, 49ers do.
Right.
Can't sit because Patrick Mahomes, he doesn't get sacked.
Yeah, this is a wash.
Yeah, I don't agree. I think when you look at the metrics, I think both teams are pretty much middle of the road. But there's one person on there is a future Hall of Famer. His name's Trent Williams, mm-hmm. and he's 100% healthy. Their best guy, Joe Thuney, has a pectoral injury. He was out of the AFC Championship game. If he plays, it makes it a little closer. But historically, man, I just think that that 49ers offense, man, is just that line out of this world. So, yeah, mm-hmm. give me Trent Williams.
I want the 49ers as well because of Trent Williams, because that's what makes us so successful when we get in the red zone and we get to that 2-3 yard line. It's a touchdown because we're going to run right behind his side of the line, and then there's right. nothing you can do about it.
Absolutely.
It's going to be a touchdown, Let's and that's home. What makes it different. So I went with the 49ers.
Jeff?
I like that. The 49ers, they do have Trent. They do have the future Hall of Famer. But I do think something needs to be said the way Kansas City keeps Patrick Mahomes upright.
Yeah.
So I go on a watch on this one.
Yeah, okay. So, and real quick, I'm adding in a wrinkle. This is a remix. Overall edge, Jeff, offense, who you got? 49ers.
San Francisco overall edge offense. Coach. You got better receivers, better running back.
49ers is too many options.
Yeah, we got too many weapons. I'm rolling. Overall edge on offense, I get it. You do have Patrick Mahomes, the best guy of his generation. I get
best
that.
Best guy period.
But, yeah, but.
Yeah, take it off.
Yeah, of his best generation. But anyway, but given his supporting cast is not delivered in the manner that the guys have in San Francisco, I'm giving the edge to the San Francisco 49ers.
I'm going with Kansas City. Yeah. Best player on the field.
Hurt. Right. Moving on to the defense, we've already looked at how the two offenses match up, but how do the teams compare on the other side of the ball? Old adage, offense will win some games, but defenses win championships, guys. Position breakdown, starting with the defensive line, Wheezy. Who has the better defensive line?
It could be a wash. It could be a wash here. Because on third down, rushing the quarterback, Chris Jones, Kansas City has the best defensive line.
They got the equalizer.
Yeah, true. Y'all fucking tripping.
I have no number of time, my time to go.
Yeah, I'm rolling with the San Francisco 49ers. It's very close, though. I mean, it's not like it's a wash or just a crazy thing. Because Chris Jones, I arguably think if you were looking at those two guys between him and Bosa, it gets a little tricky. But we have the ultimate X factor in Chase Young right there who's looking to break out. And we also have Javon Hargrave.
Looking.
Jay, just last week you was hard on Chase Young.
I said he's the ultimate X factor because we don't know what he can
do.
He's looking to break out.
You've been saying this since
so what
oh,
I'm saying.
He looking funny in the light. All of a sudden.
So, in turn, Bosa had 2 sacks against Detroit. So, yes. If he goes out there and flashes that form, defensive player of the year, and gets 2 sacks on Patrick Mahomes, that'll be real problem for those guys, especially if Joe Thuney's not playing. Coach?
I want the 49ers, man, because like you said, you got Bosa and Chris Jones. They basically wash each other out. But then the interior that we have with Eric Armstead right there, it makes a difference in the world. And now you adding Chase Young on there. That's your third person you got coming in. He hasn't lived up to what we thought he was going to be, but he's just enough where you can't just go and double-team Bosa, because you double-team Bosa, now you leave Armstead by himself and Chase Young by himself.
Yeah.
You can't do that. That's what makes our defense so special, is that we don't necessarily have to blitz
because
our front four can get pressure. Now, if you can stop our front four from getting pressure, then that's when – you can expose our defense a little bit with the run, of course, but that front four is different.
But, guys, the only person on that defensive line, let's just be real, it's Chris Jones. And y'all guys have – well, not y'all guys. The Chiefs have Karlaftis and Mike Danna. And then the other guys that we have are Eric Armstead, Chase Young, and Javon Hargrave.
Thanks for making my point.
Yeah.
What you got? Thanks for making my point. You just made it. Y'all got the names. Look great on paper. One team played Green Bay and Detroit and gave up damn near 30 ball to both. Am I right? One team played Buffalo and Lamar Jackson. Shut Lamar's ass down and sent Josh Allen home. Give me that defense.
That has something to do with the secondary, not the defensive line.
That front four kept Lamar in the pocket, and that front four made it to where Josh Allen could not step into his throws when it meant something. So give me Chris Jones and Karlaftis. I understand y'all got the names. Armstead is a name. Chase Young is a name. Bosa is great. The team that done showed up all season, though. The defensive line that showed up all season is Kansas City.
We got a top three
Lamar
defense,
in there,
bro.
Though, or did Lamar just not decide to run? He had plenty of chances to run and be gone.
They told him not to run.
He just didn't do it.
So hear me out. Either I understand Lamar had his shots and he didn't take them, but he didn't take them. If you limit that offense to 10 points, which is what they did when it counted, and I think they scored at the end or whatever, but it was 17-10 that whole second half. That front four is making noise. So give me Kansas City.
Are y'all gonna leave Chris Jones and Trent Williams
one on one?
You got
to talk to the mic, dog.
Are y'all gonna leave Chris Jones and
all day, every day,
one on one,
all day,
against
every day?
Trent?
Crazy.
I'm just asking.
I just answered your question.
Okay, right now.
That's the best offensive lineman and the best defense lineman. Yeah. So they're going.
But Chris Jones ain't going to line up on the outside. He ain't going to line up on the left tackle. No, Chris Jones coming straight to y'all center.
I'm just based off what he asked. Yeah.
No, he put y'all center on his ass. That's what's going to happen.
But he asked, but he asked, would I leave Trent Williams by himself against Chris Jones? Yes, I would.
All right, so let's just be real. All right, the defensive end for the Detroit Lions is who?
Aiden Hutchinson.
Did you see him do anything against the San Francisco 49ers?
Not past the second half.
Absolutely.
No,
he didn't, he didn't do nothing in the first half. He was pedestrian that night. Do you know why? Because of the left tackle.
I understand
that. And he is an end. But what I'm saying is Chris Jones never has – he didn't really play that well against us in the Super Bowl we played in 2020. He didn't.
I almost feel like you're wrong there. But I'm not on that side of my head. Saying, I feel like, I feel like that defense – Go ahead.
Yeah, and the only thing that I'm saying, they had more people on that defense. Yeah. The thing that hurt us when we lost that game is because of our secondary. And that is the difference that what you're talking about, and it's still a problem.
It's still a problem.
Let's talk about the linebackers. Moving on to the linebackers. Weez, who has the edge at the linebacker position?
49ers.
Now this one you got.
Yeah.
You got this one.
Yeah. It's the best linebacker court in the entire NFL. I mean, you don't even have that best player, Willie Gay, is hurt right now. Yeah. So, yeah, man, it's – yeah, another unit. I think that we're definitely stronger. And Coach, you want
to
talk about it?
Yeah, I just need Dre Greenlaw to be disciplined because he makes great plays, but then he'll turn right around and give a 15-yard penalty on a third and five, and we get the third and five stop, but he'll do something dumb and give them the first down and give them the 15 yards. Right. I just need him to stay disciplined and not get those dumb personal fouls or dumb flags.
Anybody got anything else about linebackers?
No, I got that
one. Moving on to the secondary, Jeff. Talk to me. Who has the edge and why?
Kansas City has the edge. Okay. We know run the ball on San Francisco, and we also know your secondary is a little lackluster.
Injured, but lackluster.
Okay. I'm not saying that. I didn't say it was sorry. I didn't say it was trash. I said a little lackluster. For your defense to have that many names on it, they're a little lackluster.
Well, people are injured. So.
That's what I'm saying. Just a little lackluster. So Kansas City has lockdown.
Yeah, they just don't have no names. I see what you're saying.
They don't have no names. They got one name on that whole defense that you know. Yeah. That's Jones on the front.
This guy's an all-pro on that team, too, in the cornerback position.
No. I'm talking about names that you know.
No, but names that you know is if you watch a little football, you know an all-pro.
I'm talking about, when I say names that you know, I'm talking about that the casual fan knows. Casual fan knows Jones. They don't know the rest of them guys. But the rest of them guys going to make a name for themselves that night, though.
People didn't know who Talanoa Hufanga was until last year. He's
dear God, Jay, we're saying the same thing.
Who you got?
Yeah, I got the Chiefs on this one. Our secondary just is not. It's the weak link of our defense. Everybody knows that, especially with our captain being out to call the shots and protect everybody and get everybody to move the right way. With him being out, it gives Chiefs the edge on this.
Yeah, I have. They have better corners than us with Legarius Sneed and Trent McDuffie. Without a doubt, those guys are playing lights out on the outside. I think we have the better safeties. Their safeties are Mike Edwards and Justin Reed. I think Jair Brown and Tyshawn Gibson are playing at the same level. But if you want to go through the entire secondary, I would give it to the Kansas City Chiefs just because of their two corners. One guy's an all-pro, one guy's a Pro Bowl. So that would make a secondary better because it's hard to throw on the outside. Overall, defense, Weezy. You want to talk about your corners? Yeah, talk about the secondary real quick.
Kansas City got the best secondary.
Okay.
Sneed and McDuffie only give up 7 points in the second half combined. They give up one touchdown. That's it in the second half. They've been doing it the whole year.
Yeah.
They don't get penalties. So I roll with that secondary.
Yeah. And moving on to the overall defense, who do you give the edge to overall defensively?
49ers got the best defense on paper. But, yeah, they got a better defense than Kansas City.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the 49ers overall defense.
Yeah, you got
it. Chiefs, 49ers got the name. Chiefs got the better defense.
Overall defensively, I'm rolling with the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah.
Names or not, we got a better defense. Coaching, moving on to coaching. Who has the better coaching staff as a whole, Weezy?
Kansas City. for this big game.
Yeah.
Andy Reid's been there. Steve Spagnuolo's been there. They won two Super Bowls together.
Yeah.
You guys' coach, the one Super Bowl he went to, he blew a 25-point lead.
He's been to two.
He won
three. Yeah. No, I'm saying as a coach.
Well, I'm just saying, one of them, as an offensive coordinator, he blew a 25-point lead. And the other ones he went to, he lost.
Yeah. Well, this is redemption year, but I get it. The Chiefs have the better coach, though, because this guy looking for another Super Bowl ring, and he'll be the only guy as far as – I think it's only three coaches, Belichick, Chuck Knoll, Joe Gibbs, only guys playing multiples, like how he's playing in multiples. But, yeah, I think he's the reason why Mahomes is Mahomes, so give me Andy Reid.
Yeah, you got to go Andy Reid with this, man. He has a little more experience. Sometimes, to me, Shanahan can outthink his own self.
Uh-huh.
When just keeping it simple and doing what we do,
yeah.
He doesn't do that. Like, I was questioning some calls in the first half he was making in this NFC championship game. I was like, just give the ball to C-Mac. Just give it to him. Try and do too much sometimes. So I think he out-coaches his own self sometimes. So I'm going to go with Andy Reid.
Jeff?
Yeah, everything. Yeah, Andy Reid.
Yeah.
Everything you
guys
said.
Well, real quick before we move on to the winner and why, we'll talk special teams, Weezy. Give me your pick for special teams.
This could be a wash. Kansas City.
Who could you pick for a wash?
Well, it's seriously, because Kansas City field goal kicker misses kicks.
Okay.
I don't know about y'all field goal kicker. I think he missed a couple kicks himself.
Nah, that kicker actually hasn't missed a field goal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I went with a wash on that.
Yeah, I'm rolling with the Chiefs. A reliable kicker in the playoffs, the godsend. You got Jack Moody, who's a rookie. He's missed the 48-yarders on both games against the Packers and Lions. Bucker, he don't miss field goals. So, perfect in the playoffs so far. So, give me the Chiefs and special teams.
That's why I had the Chiefs as well. I figure kicker's been inconsistent for in the playoffs, and that's why I'm going to the Chiefs.
I'm going Bucker as well, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's total encompassing special teams. If San Francisco doesn't get creative on special teams with a run back, a trick play or something along those lines to kind of, you know, throw a wrinkle into this game. But just on paper, I'm going Bucker.
And finally, the winner and why, Jeff, who's your MVP as well?
MVP, Patrick Mahomes. He's going to make the plays. He's going to make the right throw. It's Patrick Mahomes.
Who's winning the game? That's what
you said. Winner and why. Yeah. Okay, so Kansas City. If you can't pick Patrick Mahomes as the MVP.
Why I was wondering why you just said Patrick Mahomes.
Because I saw MVP. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, Patrick Mahomes, Kansas City wins. Close game. Close game. Very close game, though. Extremely close game.
Yeah.
Extremely close game, I think. But here's the thing. I said it against Green Bay. I said it against Detroit.
And we beat both of them.
You sure did. Here's why you beat them.
Uh-huh.
Your corners and your safeties. Brock's going to give you three every game. Have I been wrong, cameraman? He give you three every game. You got to make the interceptions because he's going to give them to you. You make them plays, you're in there. If they don't, San Francisco wins, it's going away because San Francisco has the most talent, the most names, most talent.
All right, what you got, coach?
There's no way I'm going to get on Beyonce's great internet and sit up and say these 49ers not going to win the Super Bowl.
There you go.
We're going to win the Super Bowl. This is the redemption game from 2020. We're going to finish the deal this time, and Christian McCaffrey is going to be MVP.
Yeah, my main question entering the AFC Championship game involved the Chiefs' offense because they hadn't played up to snuff. Noticeably, kind of meh, inconsistent throughout the regular season. And then Patrick Mahomes, all the rave heading into Super Bowl 58, and the 49ers are going to be able to run the ball well. That goes without saying. I think Brock Purdy, with that new wrinkle of him running the ball a little bit, make a handful of big plays, and that 49ers defense, we're going to touch Patrick Mahomes. I think we win this game, I'll say 34-28, Brock Purdy win MVP.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Over McCaffrey.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, they win, Brock Purdy's going to win MVP.
Ain't no way.
But I got Kansas City winning, Patrick Mahomes win MVP.
Question. Real quick, let me holler at him. Like, you picked us to lose every game, so – yeah, your picks as far as, like, going against San Francisco, and I know it's personal.
I didn't pick
you picked us to lose every game. Picked us to lose every game. You stood when we was walking out of the studio. Said, hey, you know y'all going to lose to Detroit. And we should have lost to Detroit.
Yeah, that's
but
all,
we did.
I didn't say that against Green
but
Bay.
But we didn't. You know what I'm saying? But we didn't.
Why?
We
did.
They,
So why you get so personal
with
me?
Nah, I'm just saying because you ain't picked us to win one game, and it's all good, and we healthy.
I don't got to chip, for your team.
I didn't say that you did. I'm just saying you've been wrong.
You had against my team all season long. Because
your team's fucking trash.
Yeah, I don't. So why I got to chip your team?
I don't care
fuck
about
your team.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Gosh, I don't care about you rooting for our team because I don't need you to root for shit. But what I'm saying is.
Why you get so personal with me?
No, but because you picked against us every game. That's all I'm saying. Cameraman did too.
You pick against my team every day, every game. Yeah. So I can't pick against your team?
No, I don't pick against. Well, I picked against your team when they were good, and I picked against your team when they were sore, and I knew they were going to lose games because they're fucking sore. That's why.
Jesus.
Why?
So.
I do have,
you about to make another point?
I'm done.
Question for 49ers fans.
You got no point. Just pick against me.
In a weird world where y'all do lose. Now, mm-hmm. I say y'all are the same. Real world.
They're going to lose, Jeff. It's okay. They're going to lose. They're playing against Patrick Mahomes. They're going
to
lose.
Yeah, but you just said that we were going to lose to Jared Goff. And his
you
ass is at
lost
the house.
Game.
He's in Cancun.
You should have lost
He's
that game.
He's enjoying Cancun right
you
now.
You should
have
lost
Blue
that
water
game.
In a tent.
Go ahead, Jared.
You should have lost that
but
game.
Just ask, if some reason, do you question Shanahan?
Depending on what he do.
Not winning the big one.
No, what he's going
to
say
won
is,
the big one.
Once they lose the game, he's going to say because of who fungus I'm playing. That's what he's going to say. Okay. That's what
it depends on
he fungus injured
why
we lost the game.
My
secondary is banged up. We're missing the all pro.
He makes
that's
all
why they're
the
gonna
correct
lose the
plays and just Patrick just has the ball last year and they drive and win.
He got mad for no fucking reason.
Okay, if he get out there and he's making terrible ass calls and he not making adjustments, then I'd be like, Shanahan was bullshit.
Okay, I got you. He's just gonna turn around and snap on me.
Yeah, it really just depends on how good we play. And if we come in and get smack 44-10, then yeah, it might be some looking up some weird shit, but we lose the game. But I don't think we're gonna lose this game.
I'm
more worried about playing Baltimore than I'm playing them.
I was just hypothetical because I mean he's obviously got you out there a couple times. Yeah. He's been to the Super Bowl with Atlanta, so he's a great coach, but he hasn't brought it home yet. And if he does it again this time, will people start questioning? That's all.
For sure. I mean, if you go to
I think people will question him, though.
Okay.
I think they are.
I mean, I don't think so because we beat the Packers, we were down. We beat the Lions, we were down. Scored 27 unanswered. The hardest thing for us to do was to come back and win games. We're battle tested. I don't think the Chiefs this year with this squad has been battle tested the way that we have. We play with our backs dead ass against the wall.
I don't agree with you.
I cut
on that
shit off at halftime.
I don't agree with you on that. The only reason I don't agree with you on that because Kansas City lost to Detroit first game of the year on a drop pass. They lost to us on a us being Buffalo on a terrible lineup by Kadarius Toney. They had all the adversity.
I'm saying battle test.
They could have folded with all the auto drop pass and everything. They could have folded. They had to beat Buffalo in Buffalo. It had to be Baltimore in Baltimore. That's battle test.
Yeah, no,
that's
but we would, bro. No, you're not, we were down
21-7. Y'all should have been down to Green Bay or Detroit. Y'all should. Y'all, now I said it,
but we
would. I picked y'all to win every game. I picked y'all to win every game by double digits.
But we would. Yeah.
Kansas City.
He was at home.
Kansas City on the road.
No, they weren't on the road.
The wild card was at home.
But they was on the road against Buffalo and Baltimore. The two other best teams.
But being up in that game where the game's – no, you're losing.
That's
you're
first time
down
being
by
on road
seven,
in 6 years.
Down by seven, up by three. That's not battle tested. We were down 14. We were down 17.
Y'all shouldn't have been
down and
won those,
but we was. Yeah. And to get in those spots and then fight back and to win –
At home, lose at home.
Jay, ain't nobody saying y'all ain't got a good team, bro. That is. I don't understand where you coming from with this.
I got a question though.
Yeah.
How much y'all think a suite at the Super Bowl is gonna cost?
$27,000.
How much?
$2.5 million.
The suite. What you say?
$250,000.
It's $1 million.
I see.
At least $2 million.
Nah, it's $2.5 million.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It includes 20 tickets, 2 parking passes, food and alcohol beverage package.
$2.5 million. It's in Vegas too, though. That's why.
It's really $250,000.
Yeah,
per person.
Yeah,
it ain't made for that.
You can't go for it. As a fan. You
that's
can't
what
even
I
go.
I said $270,000. I meant $270,000.
That's crazy.
Damn, that's a good time. Well, we get to shine all week because now we get a week to push this show about Super Bowl again. 10 years of the podcast. Shout out to the Luke Belair, Ross Hollettis. And tweet some questions throughout the week at Full Sport Press. Don't forget to comment. Give us a thumbs up on the YouTube page. On the iTunes page, please rate and subscribe. And more importantly, don't forget to tell a friend.
To tell a friend.
Weezy.
Everything paid for.
Coach.
Get a drummer song.
Jeff.
Camera's always on, brother.
Cameraman, the revolution will be podcasted. We are out.
Please tune in to the Full Sport
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Full Sport Press podcast. To catch up on previous episodes, please check out the YouTube page and wherever you find your favorite podcast. Don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend.
The revolution will be podcasted.